Now, sellers, I cannot stress strongly enough in this ever-toughening market that if selling your home is essential for you, please do not make the mistake of thinking that you've been realistic about what your home is worth. It literally makes no odds what you think your home is worth. It literally makes no odds what an estate agent thinks your home is worth. It doesn't even make that much difference what a chartered qualified valuer thinks it's worth. The only thing that matters is what someone in a proceedable position is willing to pay. So think about that, right? It doesn't matter what the local guff about house prices is. Doesn't matter, because your home will be unique in that market, number one. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what other properties on Rightmove look like they're good for. Even the ones that look like they've sold are falling through and coming back on the market, and they're not the same as yours anyway. So if, and I'm addressing this advice at sellers who, for whom selling is essential, right? Because if selling is essential and you fail to sell for avoidable reasons, you have just disadvantaged and hamstrung yourself with whatever your life situation is that means you need to sell your home, right? There are no circumstances where this is not the truth. If you're a seller who's like, well, I'll sell if I get that price, but not if I don't, I'm not talking to you guys. Good luck. This advice is not for you. If you're the might sell, might not guys, that's a different discussion. I'm only addressing sellers in a position where they need to or must or are required or have no choice but to sell. Okay? You can only sell once you have got a proceedable offer from someone who's not going to change their mind, who does have their finances in place, and is not necessarily in a chain position, okay? Someone who sees your house, likes it, has the money, and can exchange straight away. That's the only way in this market you can definitely sell in a reasonable time frame. And so until you find one, at least one, but preferably more than one buyer in that position, everything you think about your house's value is just irrelevant. It's of zero consequence what you think, what you want for it, what you think an agent says it's worth, what the market thinks it's worth, what the papers say it's worth, what the fucking land registry thinks it's worth. It doesn't matter. It only matters what you can exchange for. And therefore, if you understand what I'm saying, your job is to discover the best possible price the market will pay for your property now. Now, remember, if for whatever reason that number comes up too short for you, you aren't obliged to take it. You can then face the horrific reality that you cannot sell the whole property for what you need to sell it for. Therefore, you must face whatever your alternatives might be. And if that's going to be your unfortunate, uncomfortable reality, don't you want to know that sooner rather than later? And if the market is getting worse, not better for you, as everything in this video should be indicating to you, that the market is not getting better for sellers, it's getting worse. The one thing you don't have on your side is time. Okay? So I beg of you, if you're someone who needs to sell, the way to find the best possible price that the market will support for your home is to find an agent that really understands what they're doing and is not part of the overvaluing bullshit fest, right? Find an agent that you believe is actually going to stand by your side and who understands the personal imperative for you to sell. Someone that you look them in the eye and they're not going to just bail on you and go, oh yeah, sorry, well, we didn't get as many offers as we thought. And whatever you do, do not sign a long sole agency contract with anyone if you are a seller who needs to sell. So your choice of agent, number one, critical. And if you get that right, you'll be in safe hands. They'll get you done as fast as you can. Number two, the quality of the presentation of your home is paramount because you are competing with other properties that also aren't or might not be selling. And if you don't make it an absolute requirement of yours to your agent that the marketing of your property must look better than any other competing comparable properties, then you are increasing the chances of not getting the best price and getting your property sold, right? It's a non-negotiable when you talk to an agent. I want to know how you're going to make my home look better in the photographs and in the marketing than other agents are. And whatever happens if an agent says to you, oh, we've got a new AI description writer, tell them to fuck off right out of your house immediately if they start with that shit. Right? You do not want someone who can't be bothered to use their professional local knowledge to write a description of your home that will actually mean something. And by that, I mean, a description on a property should tell people something that they can't see in the fucking photographs. What a waste of everyone's time to just type up stuff that you can see in the photographs. The whole point of a written property description is to tell the buyer or the potential buyer something about that property that they don't know from the photographs. The whole point of the description is to make it more clear. And don't use bollocks words. You know, don't let your estate agent use bullshit words. It just sounds desperate. Put something interesting in there, in the description. It will really make a difference in this market. Put something interesting. Work with the agent. Go, right, what are the really unusual things about this home that you can't see from the photographs? And get the agent to write that up in the description, right? And by the way, if you've chosen an agent that isn't already doing this, you've probably got the wrong agent. But then, so number one, choice of agent. Number two, quality of marketing. Number three, and this is the thing you only get one chance to get right, the launch marketing price. If you get that right, if you get that bang on exactly the right level, that price is not intended to try and get you the highest. It's intended to be clickbait, effectively, for your home. It's intended to be a price that makes people go, wow, that house looks so much nicer than the others in the photographs, and it reads better, and the price looks really reasonable. So not too low. Don't go too low. That can actually work against you if you go too low. It can look desperate, and it can also miss out on the market you're looking for. And this is where the choice of agent is so important. And if you're a seller that thinks, oh, agents just sticking on the internet waiting for buyers, good luck to you. Good luck to you. You are profoundly mistaken if that's the case. Get your marketing price absolutely smack bang bollock on the money. It's so important. I cannot overstate the importance of your launch marketing price. Do not make the profoundly idiotic mistake of thinking, well, let's fly a kite at this price and drop it off for a couple of weeks. When Rightmove, even Rightmove, the king and lord of all price guff, actually puts in their monthly reports that if you have to drop your asking price, you have a 60% lower chance of selling at all. Please let that sink in. You cannot afford to get your launch marketing price wrong if you are a seller needing to sell in this market. And if you're an agent watching this, this advice is as important to you as it is to the seller, because otherwise you're not going to make a fee and you're going to waste your time, make yourself look like you're overvaluing and undermine people's trust in your own ability. So this advice is as strong to agents as it is to sellers. Get the launch price right. When you get it right, you will get competing, funded, proceedable buyers who are going to go, I don't want them to get it. Here we are. And yeah, if you're a first-time buyer in that scenario, you're probably going to get outbid because this is a cash buyer who doesn't mind overpaying slightly because it's a nice property. But I'm trying to help the sellers. This is seller advice. For buyers that are out there, don't worry. There are plenty of properties sitting there on the market with a price too high, where you're going to end up going to view the property after several months, an agent's going to think, oh my God, the buyer actually wants to look at this. And you'll be the only offer, and you're going to get it at a knockdown price because the seller didn't listen to the advice about overpricing, was tricked by an overvaluing agent. That's why we've got to end overvaluing. It's killing the housing market. It's killing transactions. Honestly, overvaluing is like punching yourself in the face if you're an estate agent. And I know it's difficult, but I urge any agents watching this that do not get into the argument about which agent can get the highest price. Don't get into a number. That's like buyers getting into a bidding scenario. It's a lose-lose scenario. Sorry, guys, this turned into a bit of a sort of rant for the sellers there. But I just, you know, buyers aren't the ones losing out right now. Sellers are the ones losing out right now. And what I'm here to do is to help movers, whether you're moving for whatever reason. And for those buyers amongst you thinking, Charlie, don't tell sellers how to get a higher price. You're going to be a seller one day too, right? I am the impartial umpire here. I just want a fairer, better functioning marketplace because that improves social mobility if everyone needs to move, and it improves income for estate agents. So those of you who are estate agents watching me who are frustrated by what I'm saying, I know what I'm talking about. I've seen it and lived it with clients over the last 20 years. There are no exceptions to this. This is how to make the most money for your selling clients and the most money for yourself, is to not overvalue like a dummy.